This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com. Okay, welcome everyone. As we are finally going to stop learning about earthenware kalim and start learning about metal kalim. It took us till the 11th perek. We're sponsored by the Fisher family, the Nishim Spasi Basarabit, Shalom Ben Avram Alevi, Peru Basaruvain. Also, the Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lefushalem, Yosh Mesh Ben Chai, Sorry, Yaakov Ben Basileh, the exclusive Avram Yom Medish Mamal Yudis and family, for Yod Kugman and family, and Lefushalem for Chai Sarah Bas Hinda, Chana Bas Shashamina, Rivka Bas Yerleh, Mesh Meir Ben Esther Fadl, Meir Ben Chai Sarah, they should have a Lefushalem of Besech Shechel Yisrael. So, the 11th parak starts off, Clay Matkes. A metal keli is different. Remember, clay keres had to have a base kibble. Had to have an interior. But metal, pshutayin, even if it's flatware, umekablayin, or if it has an interior, tamayin. Nishbru, if it breaks, toheru, it becomes tar. But now listen to this fascinating halacha. Chazav asameyam keli, if you fixed it, and you made once again a keli into it, chazru l'tumasana yishana. The old tumah returns. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, not so fast. Reb Shimon Gamliel, aimer loy lechol tumah, not by every tumah. Most tumah, if you break it, the tumah goes off, not to return. Ah, elo l'tumas ha-nefesh. But if it's corpse contamination, then if it breaks and you fix it, then the tumah comes back. Now, kol kli matchis sheyesh le'shem b'fnei atzmai tumah. Any clay matkes that has a name of its own is tummy. That means it's a keli on its own, meaning like a fork. A fork is a keli on its own, so it's mekabel tuma. On the other hand, if it's a branch of a menorah, so it's called a branch. It's not a keli on its own, it's called a branch of a menorah. So if it's just a branch, it's not going to be mekabel tuma. So, however, even though we said that if it has a name of its own, it's mekabel tuma, that's if it's not mechubah lekarka. That's if it's not attached to the ground. Chutz min adelis, a door which is attached to the house, which is attached to the ground. Min haneger, the neger is the bolt on the bottom of the door that slips into a hole in the ground and holds the door in place. So that's considered, again, attached to the ground. When a manel, the lock, there's a pivot that the door swung around, and the socket under the pivot, even though it's metal, it has a name. It's called a poisa, but it's not a kabel tum because it's attached to the ground. Vatsir, or the pivot, vakora, the beam of the beam of the ceiling of the house. Again, it's part of the house. Vatsinor. Or drain pipe of the house, because all of these things, shenasu lekarka, they are made to be part of the ground, and therefore it's not mekabel tuma. A lot easier than last night's Mishnayos. Also, I want to say thank you to those that came to the function for my son yesterday with his yeshiva. Several people came and brought me checks. That's a tremendous waste, because if it goes onto the cause match, it gets doubled. It's doubled, like Yaakov, you gave 180, right? So it became 360. It automatically becomes 360. Now, if you don't know how to do it, so then write out a check to me, and I'll put it on the cause match, if you want to do it that way. So if you want to write a message in honor of the Rav or whatever, you can write the message and I'll put it on.
Even they broke in yesterday, that is probably going too much.
Right, if you gave it to them inside, that's good, because that's what they did.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.